So can you tell us about the event that happened last weekend?
Yes, so it was the first edition of Trio Jazz Cubain. It was a Cuban jazz night at Valcodale Winery. So it was a 5-to-8 event with a cocktail to start and then wine pairing with boucher and chef preparing the food. And then there was two sets of jazz. So it was like a musical wine tasting event and also to celebrate the harvest season.
Nice. Was it a good harvest this year?
Yes, well, it's going well. We still have 3 to 4 more weeks for harvesting. And I've been hearing it's going well. There was a few nights with froze. So a lot of producers lost some grapes. But still, it's a pretty abundant harvest this year. So hopefully no more frost. Yes, because it's very, if you lose like half of your harvest, it's really important. So let's pray for winemakers.
Yes, let's do that. I understand a lot of farmers were struggling right now. So your event was to promote the culture, the harvest, different musicians in the area?
Yes, yes. Actually, the musicians were two Cuban, one from Montreal, a really good percussionist, Anser Santos, young but very talented. He also travels around the world to perform. And we had the honor to receive Miguel de Armas. He's a really famous Cuban pianist. So just having him was a huge thing. And also Alex Bellegarde is a bassist, really well known in the whole Canada and also internationally. So very amazing music, really. We were blessed. And it was important for me and a lot of people that came are music lovers to support, you know, the culture and music culture because it was very, very difficult for them the past few months.
Right. It's always nice to support local people from our area.
Yes, absolutely.
And how about the chef?
The chef was Christian Néron. He's a caterer, but more a private chef. He's actually from Nolton-Lac-Brant, where he has his professional kitchen. And he makes food for a lot of families. He's a private chef, so you can order your whole month with him. We're really fortunate to have him to make amazing bouchées and to pair with the wines. So we worked closely together to create an interesting menu.
Sounds very delicious.
Yes, it was.
So how many people did you have at your event approximately?
We were targeting about 50. We had about 35 guests. Unfortunately, there was a new recommendation of the public health asking people to stay home for the next 28 days. So it was perfect because we were not more than 40, so a more intimate event.
Right, it gives you a special experience.
Yes, exactly.
So I understand you're supposed to have another event on October 10th, but unfortunately it got cancelled.
Yes, exactly, because of the recommendations and we cannot do it with 25 guests. It's not enough unfortunately, to make the event happen. So we're just going to postpone and cancel that one and hopefully have more events this spring and next fall season as well.
That makes sense. Yes. So the harvest that you're doing right now, picking all the grapes, when will those bottles of wine be ready to drink?
So usually the first bottle ready would be February and more the spring. It depends. Some producers do more like a vin nouveau, I would say, like a really early bottle, more fruit forward, and wines that are made to drink younger. But I would say spring for rosé and whites, and the rest will be released more mid-summer.
Oh, wow. That's a lot faster than I expected, to be honest.
Yes. Well, it depends. If it's reserve wine, aged in barrels and all that, it's going to be more next year or next fall. But it depends on the type of product.
Sure. So can you tell us a little bit about your position at the winery? What do you do?
Well, I don't work for the winery. I'm owner of Kikiko Wine Events. I'm a sommelier and event planner. I also do reviews, wine reviews, and a little bit of articles for different medias. And I talk a lot about, I support local producers, wines of Canada as well, and specialize with wine events, wine tastings, wine workshops, and I do professional trainings as well for industry people.
Very nice. Yes. Do you have a website where people could read more about you?
I do. It's kikiko.ca. Kiki for Christine. Kikiko, so kikico.ca.
Amazing. And do you have any more events this year, or is everything canceled?
I'm preparing events for before the holidays, before Christmas, and a couple of new services, as well as online tasting, virtual tastings. There's a lot of demand for that, so I'll be releasing that new service in a few weeks.
Oh, wow. That's very exciting. Do you focus on the wine region of the Eastern Townships?
I do, since I'm in the area. I live in Bromont, and they're really close. I'm really close to the wine route, Brom-Missisquoi wine route, so I can go often and taste all the new cuvées and all the new wines. So, yes, I do a lot of effort to promote the local products, as well as Canadian wines, the BC, Ontario wines, Nova Scotia. So I'm a real pro-Canadian wine sommelier, so I try my best to do that.
Oh, wow, I really enjoy this concept. So do you have anything else you would like to share?
No, I would encourage people to support local producers, for sure. And while it's still harvest season and the fall season, all the beautiful colors, to go visit the wineries. So I think there's 3 more weeks to enjoy the beautiful colors. So so people can enjoy and discover new products and have fun.
I'm very sorry that your event got canceled, but thank you for speaking with us today.
Thanks so much, Holly. Thank you.